If I am moving on, I come across such a child soldier within the forces, then I react. I will exempt him. I will remove him from that force, and I will ask a commander in charge how such a thing happen. And then that commander will be disciplined, because we don't have a child soldier among our forces. And I will ask him, where do you get this man? That a child soldier. And then I will take measures against the officer, because he cannot recruit a child soldier which is prevented by the law. And we are looking for the adult to be in the army, because we have started recruitment from there, and from starting from the age of 18 upward. This was that a law, it is a law by the law, when you want to have advertisement of the forces, of a recruitment, you have to start to make advertisement of a soldier. It started from the age 18 upward.
Well, in general, you know, there are factors that lead to child to be recruited. Okay, you as a general can say you will not allow that child to be recruited. But the child himself, because of some factors, say like poverty, he's not going to school, maybe he's been mishandled by the parents at home. Now, the best thing he could do, come up is only to come to the army, to come and join the army. So what are you going to do? How would you handle such a situation?
We cannot accept, because now in the area where we are operating, because there are the parents and there are the school operating, you will get a child stabbing in the house, and then we get them back to the parent, because the parent of that area of our operation, they have a better school. If you go now to Maridi, there is a good school. If you go to Yambio, there is a school. If you go to Munduri, which is Amadi, there is a school. When you go to Tumbura, because these are the areas actually we are covering in our operations.
Okay.
So we cannot accept a child to be in a, to be among our forces. This is our work. We call a foreign, we call a governor, or we call a commissioner. That is the child looking for a welfare to be in the army. So we say that we have no time for the child to be recruited. So take him back to your place. This is our work.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
We cannot accept.
Yeah, what are the challenges you people face getting children into the army?
The challenges facing the children in the of getting back, because the child cannot endure a current situation we are in, because we are moving from distance to distance, which is not applicable for the child to move on footing, because we are crossing a distance during the operation. We are moving now from Maridi to Yambio, because we are still using our operation by footing. Because when we had, there are rebels somewhere, or a group of armed forces which are ambushed somewhere, our convoy, then we just move on. We cannot allow a child to be among the forces. So this is a challenge, is that somebody underage cannot be recruited unless he become a mature. When he become a mature, then the policy of recruitment is from general headquarters. The general headquarters can make a recruitment, training, and then he send them to us. All they are actually given guns, given uniform, given boots. Because when you become a soldier and in the armed forces, you need a lot of requirements. You will not be recruited from your house direct to the army. You need a lot of requirements from the general headquarters. You will be given a uniform. You have to be trained first. After when you have been trained and you are qualified, then you will be given a gun, you will be given a uniform, and you will be given a mission. So that to do. So such a thing are not with us actually during this time.
Okay, during the liberation times, I think you had child soldiers in the system. So what ways were you using to model them and guide them actually be their parents in the army?
I joined the SPLA in 1983, and some of the children were moving with their parents up to Ethiopia. And when they were recognized that there were children among people, and then they were exempted, they were taken to Itang for schooling, and they were taken to Dimo, and they were taken to Penyodo. That we were children where they were educated. And then we adult youth, we were trained in Bongo, we were trained in Bongo, and we were sent back to South Sudan for our operation. And then we fought for our cause. That was the work. Children were recognized and they were taken to the refugee centers for the training. I think you heard of Dimo and you heard of Fanyodo. These were the centers of the refugees where our children were taken for education.